Hey everyone, I hope you're doing great. Laura Burton here with 416 Sales. And so many details, so many things. And it's so cool. It really is. It's really amazing. And like I was told that I wasn't looking at the right place when I was doing my video. So now I'm trying to look in a different spot. So I'm talking to you right. I'm sorry. I can't help it. And then I realized before I started this that I forgot to put makeup on today. So au naturel, so sorry guys. Anyway, this funnel thing is amazing. And here's Macy. Oh, my girl. There's my cat. She loves her mommy so much. Anyway, it's really cool. Now I'm actually working on emails, looking for traffic. I've started putting the link to the offer around if you guys want to check it out and see what it's about. I would love your feedback too if you guys want to check it out. It really is designed for entrepreneurs. It's really meant to give people who are selling their own services, their own products, and selling customers a way to really have a system that's going to work for them. The free ebook is great, and it's, if you're in sales, if you want to learn about sales, it's really good. The other things that are behind there are really meant for business owners and entrepreneurs, people who want to improve in sales, really understand the sales process. And sales is something that's really, really helpful to everybody. Hey, Tim, how are you? I need you, actually. I need to hire you, Tim. I need another graphic. I'll hit you up. But we're getting really close. Hey Tan, good to see you. You guys are so awesome. I really appreciate you guys a lot. And for the people who are connecting with me and saying hello and sending me all these messages, when you send me pictures of flowers, it's sweet, but I'm happily married, and so I'm not really here for that. And then, but if you have sales questions or anything, you can let me know. My cat's just taking a break. But it's such an amazing process. I don't know if you guys have ever put something together where you're creating something that's kind of big, and putting yourself out there. And for the first time, I've never done this. So there's a part of me that's really excited and really motivated. And then there's a part of me that's just wondering if this is just gonna flop. Are people gonna like it? And I really hope they do. I mean, I've spent a lot of years in sales, and I've trained a lot of people in sales, and they've been very successful with the training. I've gotten great feedback on it, which is one of the reasons why I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this. And it's one of those things that I think, there's just a part of me, I've said this to someone else who was kind of questioning when they were gonna launch. It's like, if I only help one person, if there's one person that I can really impact, if there's one person out there who's gonna really benefit from what I'm doing, then it's worth the effort. Because one person has a lot of people in their life, In the course of our lives, we have a lot of people. And sometimes it's, people who inspire us or people who are, I don't know if there's so much mentors, but I remember I was living in Telluride, Colorado, and I'll tell you this story. And it was somebody who impacted me who didn't. I had no idea who they were. I didn't know their name, but I was working in this Western store. When I was an artist and I was living in Colorado, it was so cool. It was really fun. And I lived in Telluride, and I worked in this store where they sold handmade beaver felt hats, cowboy hats and cowboy boots and leather jackets and stuff. And it was gorgeous. And it was a snowy night, and this older, very sophisticated gentleman came in. And he was wearing a three-piece suit. And in Telluride, in the middle of the winter, that people didn't really dress that way, so he looked very different. But he came in and he admired all of the hats, and he just smiled at me and he said, "These are really beautiful." I said, "Yeah, they are." And we didn't really say much, we didn't really talk much. This was a man who had a kindness and a gentleness about him. This was somebody who I have no idea who he was. I don't know what he did. But when he walked into the store, and it was just him and me in the store, it was such a wonderful presence that he had. He walked in, and the way he walked in, it was just lovely, And I just remember being so impressed by who he was, even though I had no idea who he was and how he was, even though, you know, it was like a very short moment. But I just thought, you know, if by walking in a room, by just being kind, and for whatever reason, you know, you can impact somebody to where it makes an impression, then that was a really good day, you know, really a good day. And I just always remember that man. And so I want to be able to inspire people. I want to be able to give entrepreneurs, especially, entrepreneurship is very, very lonely at times. It definitely is a lot of work. You know, people get into their own business and they think, oh, I'm going to have my own business, it's going to be great. And then they're working 80 hours a week and they're like, what? Wait a minute, this is really hard. And so, and sorry, I was told I should get a tripod for this too. I have to learn like camera stuff and I'll get there. This is also new to me. But, you know, it's like being an entrepreneur is not that easy, you know, stepping out, you know, and most people fail a number of times when they try to do their own thing. I know that I've tried other things before and they didn't last or they didn't work or, you know, they never really got that far. Yeah, the globe is cool. I really like that too. My husband bought that for us. He's awesome. And so, you know, when I've tried different things and they didn't work out, it's like, okay, am I going to try another thing and how's that going to be? And, you know, but it leads to the next thing and leads to the next thing. And, you know, there's that one poster of Michael Jordan who is, if anyone's young and doesn't really know Michael Jordan, he was like the Chicago Bulls, like superstar, amazing. And I don't know if people have forgotten yet, it was a while ago. But you know, there's this poster of him where, you know, it talks about all the shots he missed, all the things he didn't accomplish, but he was considered to be the greatest basketball player of all time. And so a lot of success comes with not accomplishing things maybe the way you think you are, but every step, everything that you do is another step in the right direction. Yeah, success through failure. But I feel like, you know, a lot of times it's that learning and, you know, it's so easy to want to go into this dream of, oh, this is going to be so cool. And, oh, I would love this and oh, I would love that. And yeah, I definitely want to be able to have that belief and certainty and that confidence of, yeah, this could really work. But the market's going to tell me if it works. You guys are going to tell me if this works. You're going to tell me when you get the free ebook, and I hope you guys will, because then you can get emails and then we can, you know, be communicating on another level. But if you guys get this and it inspires you, it gives you something that you can use, then you're going to be amazing. Yeah, Thomas Edison is a great, great example. I think he said he found 1,000 ways not to invent a light bulb before he actually did. So, you know, here's a guy who really, really didn't want to give up on something because in his heart, he knew there was something there. And, you know, when I look at the world of sales, there are a lot of sales giants. There are a lot of guys who are really well established. They've got millions of followers. They've been doing this for years. They've got thousands of videos up. They've got all this stuff. And here I am, this girl who knows a lot about sales, who cares about people. And I want to put my hat in the ring and say, hey, I've got something to offer here. And what I've done my best to do in putting this together is, you know, I've taken some of these training courses and then I got a lot out of them. They were great. They really were. I learned a ton, but they didn't give me some of the basics that I really needed. And when I've been studying sales and taking webinars and getting all these emails, because I signed up for a bunch of stuff, and the amount of information out there is astounding. I mean, it's just, we have access to so much. I mean, I'm 56, and when I was a kid and I wanted to learn about something, I went to the library. And we had to go into the card catalog. And then in the card catalog, you would look to find out what you needed. And then you would go to the aisle, to the shelf, to find the book or the periodical to find out what you needed. You know, we weren't walking around with computers in our hands. We, you know, it was different. And so now there's so much information. There's so much out there. And I think that it's not so much, you know, I would love to help a lot of people. I really would, you know, that would make me feel good because I know how much I've struggled at times. I know that being on a road of wanting to accomplish and wanting to succeed takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of dedication and not quitting. And so I think there are times when, you know, I don't know if it's so much felt discouraged, but I felt like I, you know, that avenue or what that was gonna be wasn't what I wanted it to be, or it wasn't working out. And then I found myself going into something else. And sometimes I would say the least glamorous or the least, what would I say? Some of the jobs that aren't necessarily like, ooh, this is cool. You know, it's like you don't tell someone, hey, this is what I do, and think they're going to be impressed with you. You know, and I remember one time I met this person who had, he was a rocket scientist, and he was so excited to tell people he was a rocket scientist. And it was the funniest thing in the world. You know, it was like he was like all excited. And I've never been able to say, you know, what do you do? Oh, I'm a salesperson. You know, it's not like that. It's not that exciting. But at the same time, people need to sell. If you are going to be in business, you have to sell. People buy from people they like and no one wants to speak to someone in love with the sales pitch. Yeah, exactly. And those are great comments, Nick. But you know, one of the things in life that I've realized, and it really came from when I was a kid, that I have to be able to sell no matter what I'm doing. You know, and like that guy who came into that store, you know, he had me sold on who he was, and he barely said anything to me because of the way he was, because of how he presented himself, because of his kindness, because of just the way he looked around. And it was a small town. I mean, I was in Telluride, Colorado. It's a small mountain town. And usually if people were in town, I would run into them. You know, you kind of saw everybody there. And that was the only time I had ever seen it. Sales as a matchmaker. Oh, that's a cool one. I like that. So, you know, learning how to present yourself in a way where you're communicating well, you're articulating well. I think that anybody who wants to learn how to be a good communicator would benefit from learning sales in some form. You know, understanding what that's about, understanding how to do it. Because if, let's say, whether or not you're doing your own business, let's say you're working for someone, they have to like you. And you know, we don't always, all right, Santosh, we'll have to delete your comment. You know, we don't always, I'll put it on me. I don't always do the right thing. I want to, I make mistakes, and it sucks, gosh. I would love to not make mistakes, but you know, it's just, it happens. And so when we're, yeah, exactly, Tan. Exactly. I don't know why he put that. So the thing about it, it's like we're all human. And the one thing that sales has taught me is, you know, even if something doesn't necessarily work out now, I can still recover from it, and I can still come back with another angle. I can still pursue. I can still find another way. There's always more to go after. And so I like the opportunity of being able to share with people and create a community of people who are very real. You know, the rah-rah stuff and the, you know, hey, we're gonna go be millionaires. Yeah, cool, let's go be millionaires. That would be fabulous. But you know, the reality is that if you're happy with what you have and you appreciate what you have and you're grateful for it and you enjoy it, then you are super, super rich. And we are blessed here. You know, one of my favorite things about living here is indoor plumbing. I mean, and I know that sounds weird. I like indoor plumbing. I like having heat. I like having air conditioning. I like having food in my refrigerator. I love my cat, my animals. Now, my husband's number one, and I probably should have said him like way earlier in that little riff. But, you know, it's my family. And I'm thinking about family more because I said earlier in a video, my dad is... he's dying. You know, he's in his late 80s and they just brought in hospice. And my parents have been married for 63 years and my mom is just, this is really, really hard. And next week I'm going to be going there. And, you know, I've cried and, you know, and I have a lot of emotion when I think about my dad. He taught me so much. And, you know, right now, one of the things that my husband is reminding me of a lot is, look, you know, it's about the relationship that you have with them. You know, when I spend time with them, when I go to see them, it's like, I'm not going to be talking about work. I'm not going to be talking about this sales offer that I have. I'm not, you know, I'm going to be talking about our memories. I'm going to be talking about the things that we do. And so make sure that as you're pursuing, make sure that as you're doing things, you know, this is how I feel. I want to make sure that I'm appreciating the people in my life, that I'm treating them well, that I'm taking the time out. And, oh, I'm sorry you lost your mom. That's got to be hard. I'm not looking forward to losing my dad. But, you know, I just feel like, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we do this stuff and, you know, whatever happens with it is what's going to happen with it. You know, it's like, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. I'm hoping it does. I hope you guys will, you know, go and get it and like it and want to be participating in what I'm doing. I think that would be really, really cool. But if it's not your thing, then it's not going to be your thing. And that's okay. You know, it's just kind of what it is. So I got to actually get back and do a couple things because there's so much to do. I'm just amazed every time I think, okay, good, I'm caught up. And then it's like there's this whole nother mountain of things that I've got to do. But I really am grateful for you guys hanging in here and watching and being supportive. I really appreciate your support. Thank you very much. And I will try to continue to do better with this stuff. And if you have any feedback for me, like, you know, if you happen to look around the page and see this, you know, link on, you know, hey, get the sales secrets. If you want to go to 416sales.com, that's the link to the offer. Go ahead and check it out. You know, if you just get the free ebook, I would love to get your feedback. I'd love to know what you think of it. Your opinion means a lot to me. And, you know, just be honest. You know, it's okay if you hate it. It's okay if you think it's lame. I need to know. I'm trying not to be lame here, but, you know, it's okay. But have a great night, you guys. And thank you so much for being here. And go be terrific and amazing. And, you know, if you can be like that guy who walked in that store and, you know, just by walking in the room, be like a wonderful person to have walked in the room, wouldn't that be amazing? I gotta keep focusing on that and thinking about that more. So have a great night and take care. Thanks.